This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This week, we've heard from several candidates who've decided to run for governor of Massachusetts. We've spoken with two Democrats, State Treasurer Steve Grossman and Attorney General Martha Coakley, and Republican Charlie Baker. Today, the only independent candidate in the race thus far.
Newton resident Evan Falchuk created the United Independent Party at the beginning of this year. A month later, he launched his gubernatorial bid. He argues that in a state where more than 50% of voters are unenrolled, Massachusetts is ready for a viable, long-term third-party option.
Falchuk is also a former lawyer at the Securities and Exchange Commission and the former president of Best Doctors, a global health company that provides employees of large U.S. corporations access to highly ranked physicians for second opinions. He joins us now in the studio. Evan Falchuk, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So listeners, if you have questions for Evan Falchuk and his United Independent Party, call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So Evan, let's first of all just start off with the most basic question. What is the United Independent Party?
Sure. It's a new party that we're creating here in Massachusetts. Technically, it's a political designation. But more than half of voters now, as you pointed out, are not enrolled in a political party anymore. You know, under the law, we're called unenrolled, and normal people say that they're independent. And that is, in the United States, we're the number one by percentage in the country. Voters that are independent are here in Massachusetts. So there's a disconnect, and there's a disconnect in our politics where the priorities that our elected leaders are pursuing aren't matching up with what voters want to see. Mm-hmm. It's polarized, and there needs to be a way, a platform, an avenue for new, smart, independent people who want pragmatic, practical solutions to participate. And that's what United Independent is all about.
Well, let me ask you, because the large number of unenrolled voters in Massachusetts has been a longstanding fact. But that doesn't mean that people aren't voting for either, you know, either party. So unenrolled doesn't necessarily mean unaligned.
People will end up voting for one of two choices. But I'll point you to some statistics. In the Senate special election race that happened here, only 27% of registered voters participated. That's a really dismal showing. More worrisome is that in our state legislature, more than 60% of the races in 2010 and 2012 had no opposition in them. You know, so you get the ballot and there's one person on it. So people are leaving the parties and they want to be independent because they don't see an avenue, a place to go. If you say, all I want are pragmatic solutions, where do I go? Mm-hmm. If I'm pragmatically progressive and fiscally sensible. In other words, I know we have an obligation to take care of other people, to protect people's rights, and also to make sure that the government spends its money wisely. Where are you supposed to go? You have to be unenrolled, but there isn't an avenue for new candidates to get involved unless we create it. And
okay.
That's what I'm doing.
So the United Independent Party is neither following a Republican or Democratic mold. Then what is the party? What does it stand for?
Yeah. Well, what I describe what I'm doing as, and this is about something much bigger than one candidate in one election. This is about how can we change the political conversation in our state to be about pragmatic, practical solutions that work? How can we change our conversation to be about how do we really get at the underlying causes of the problems that we face? So as a simple example, and it's not so simple, healthcare. Mm-hmm. I come from the healthcare business. It's the most expensive healthcare in the country here in Massachusetts, and it's really good. But as a business person, it's one of the biggest breaks on the ability of people to start small businesses, grow medium-sized businesses. And why is that? Well, the state reports that three health insurance companies have 79% of the market. And a small number of hospital systems have also about 78% of the market. Half of that is with just two hospital systems. This starts to look like monopolistic behavior. And these companies are doing things that cause prices to be a lot higher than they'd otherwise be. You know, monopolies are always bad for consumers and for small businesses and for medium-sized businesses.
So in that case, would you do something, would you advocate for something like, say, breaking up Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts?
Those are the types of things that the state is supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be protecting us from those monopolistic practices. One of the challenges that so many voters see, and this is a statewide campaign. I've been, as you point out, since February, all over the state of Massachusetts, and I have met thousands of voters, but not like parachute in and say hi while they're drinking coffee, but actually get into conversations with people. And the level of mistrust and lack of confidence in the state government is remarkable. And it's distressing. It's not good. And issues like this with healthcare are an example of why. The state currently, under current law, has an obligation to do things like break up monopolistic practices. It's the Attorney General's job, by the way. you know, on the Republican side, the Republican candidate is the former CEO of one of those companies. So as a voter, if you say, yeah, that is what's going on in the market, how can you look to either of the parties for a solution when it's clear that they're not interested in it?
Okay, so let me just ask you, though, you've brought up this very potent example, tangentially named two of your opponents, Attorney General Martha Coakley and Republican Charlie Baker. But what specifically would the United Independent Party do about what you're calling monopolistic health care in Massachusetts?
Right. Well, you do have to. In the face of monopolies, what always gets done is you break them up. You make them into smaller pieces, and you stop them from using their leverage against each other to create pricing that hurts the market. So it's not a complicated solution. It's politically hard. It's politically hard because if you look at where campaign money comes from, the large donors to the large parties come from heavily regulated industries, yeah. And they're smart people. They give to where they know they'll get the best results. So when the reason I feel like we, and I know we'll be better off as a state when we have an independent governor who is independent of the party machines and those interests that fuel them, and why it will be better when we have an independent party that says, let's figure out what's right and do that, not what's politically expedient, is because we get away from all of these interests that are driving policy today.
Well, let me ask you, it's an ambitious and laudable thing to want to start a third party in Massachusetts. And I do think you make a good point by pointing to all those unenrolled voters. But since your party is new, I have like something a la a bit of a lightning round, a little speed dating set of questions.
Great.
For you to
yep.
sort of find out more what the contours of the United Independent Party are. So short answers here, okay?
You got it.
So first of all, how about when it comes to education, MCAS, would you keep it or abolish it?
It's not about abolishing MCAS. It's about teaching to the test is distracting teachers from thinking about holistically, how do we make students better? And there's a lot of services that need to go into that, you know, support services, social workers, other extenders to help teachers do a better job. So standardized testing helps in certain areas, but it gets overdone and we end up in the situation we're in today.
Okay, you're not a fan of it, but I don't hear you say that you'd want to
no,
get rid of it.
Right.
Okay, how about there's current legislation pending on Beacon Hill that would raise the dropout age in Massachusetts from 16 to 18. Do you like it or not?
Yeah, I mean, we want our kids to be in school and be educated. And, you know, education is one of the primary things that we need our government to do. So we need to do as much as we can to make sure that that's a reality for kids today.
Okay, what's the first thing you'd cut from the state budget if necessary?
Well, you know, the state budget is $35 billion, and I want to go through that budget. It could be line by line if we have to. There's got to be even just 3% of our state spending is unnecessary and can be reallocated for other purposes. If it's just 3%, that's $1 billion a year in spending that could be spent on job training, education, computers in schools, other kinds of important infrastructure projects that we have trouble funding today. It's there. And it's a question of going through it. So there's all manner of tax breaks for profitable public companies that could be stopped. There's spending on programs that don't work anymore that could be reallocated. But it's not about what do we cut. It's what should we be building. And the opportunity we have in our state today, given the dynamic of politics in our state, is to create a new future that is based on what is right and what is practical.
What's the most significant way that the United Independent Party differs from the Massachusetts Republican Party?
Well, in a lot of ways. I mean, I say pragmatically progressive. I mean, you know, I think everybody is equal. I think that marriage rights are equal for everybody is important. I think women's access to reproductive health services should be without question, not a political issue.
Okay, so same question then. How does the party differ from the Democratic Party?
You know, the Democratic Party in Massachusetts has not shown that it understands the idea of being fiscally sensible. Voters will tell you all the time that they see a level of complacency and a level of entitlement around how money is raised and spent. And that isn't a viable alternative for voters. It's why they're leaving the parties. Only 35% of voters in the state are registered Democrats today.
Hmm. So, Evan Falchuk, the reason why I asked you all those questions is because in reading about you and the writing that you've done so far about the United Independent Party, you've said a couple times being socially progressive but fiscally responsible. And I also see that, for example, in the last couple election cycles, you donated $1,500 each to President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney when he was running against the president. $250 to Senator Scott Brown in his bid for reelection. You also donated $250 to Congressman Ed Markey. And you also donated $5,000 to the Massachusetts Republican State Committee. Now, I guess I'm just wondering, I come back to this socially progressive, fiscally responsible mantra. To me, in a way, that just sounds a lot like sort of old school Massachusetts Republicanism. I mean, is that what you are? Are you a disenfranchised Republican, a New England Republican?
Well, there are people who think that that was a good model. And it's an interesting story about how I ended up giving that money during the 2012 election, which I think was very meaningful for a lot of people, that race. Scott Brown was the reason that I gave that money. There was an event fundraiser for him, and it was amazing. For $5,000, you could sit down with a U.S. senator for half an hour. And you say, boy, what? I know you can give a lot more than that. I bet you maybe he'd write a bill for you if you gave more. But I went into that meeting, and I left there thinking, wow, he's just a Republican like the rest of them. There isn't this new independent strain of anything starting here. It's just a foothold for the national Republicans. And I became convinced after that that the only way to really bring about the kind of genuine, practical, meaningful future was to start something new. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm an entrepreneur, and I know that when you see a problem, your choices are to stand on the sideline and complain or grab a shovel and start digging, do something. And that's what motivated me to start doing this. Yeah. And it's a reality that people are dissatisfied, but across the spectrum.
Well, we've just got a couple minutes to go, and there's two sort of questions that I want to ask you. I've got to leave enough time to ask a little bit about your family, because accomplished group of Falchuks. But I also wanted to ask you, there have been third parties in Massachusetts before. They sort of rise and fall in terms of, I don't want to say legitimacy, but viability. And so people have looked to them as alternatives before. But it's that very same group of unenrolled voters who, while they may want to vote for a third party, don't ever think that third party is going to win. So they don't think it's worth casting their ballot for that. So how do you bridge that gap?
Well, real, meaningful, important changes that have happened in history happen when the majority of people realize that they're in the majority, right? And they say, here's an avenue where I can express that view. We are not trying to be a third party. We're going to be, in my view, the second party in Massachusetts. And that will happen. That will happen. It will certainly happen in the 2014 election. We'll have candidates on the ballot in the 2016 election to make an impact on the state legislature. So it will happen.
Okay. So last question for you. Again, your family just has a great family story, beginning with your grandfather, and maybe next time we'll be able to hear a little bit more of that. Your father is a professor at Harvard. He's a doctor as well. And your brother, co-creator of Glee?
Indeed. That is true. That's my brother, Brad.
So does singing run in your family too?
No. None of us are able to sing.
Not even Brad?
No. He loves Bruce Springsteen, but he can sing along with it. But no, he's just a remarkably talented, creative person who says, I want to create something new, and he does it. And he's got a lot of courage to go out and do it. And maybe that runs in my family.
The courage to go out and do it. Well, Evan Falchuk is an independent candidate for the governor of Massachusetts. He's a Newton resident, a former attorney at the SEC, former president of Best Doctors, and founder of the United Independent Party. Evan Falchuk, thank you so much for joining us today. Well, listeners, what do you think? Does Massachusetts need a third party, an independent party? Let us know at radioboston.org. And stick with us, because coming up, Anthony talks with author Andre Dubuque III about his new book, Dirty Love. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.